بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، إن شاء الله tonight we'll conclude with Surah Al-Zumar, which is a Makki surah. Then we'll go on to Surah Al-Mu'min or Surah Ghafir, also a Makki surah. Al-Mu'min refers to, okay, Al-Ghafir, it refers to the first ayat of the surah, which refers to the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is forgiving. غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. غافر الذنب, He forgives all and every sin. وقابل التوب, He accepts repentance. If you repent unto Allah, Allah will accept you, Allah will take you close to Him. شديد العقاب, however, if you don't want to accept the previous two qualities, then remember Allah Ta'ala's punishment is also very severe. The Tawl, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, depends, right? Multiple, but one of them is Allah Ta'ala gives muhlat. Allah Ta'ala gives respite. Allah Ta'ala gives a very long rope. And when that rope eventually comes to an end, then shadeed al-iqab. La ilaha illa hu, there is no God but Him. Ilayhi al-masir, and to Allah each and every one of us will return. So that is where Ghafir comes from, Surah Al-Ghafir. The second name, Surah Al-Mu'min, it refers to an incident that is mentioned in this surah. So if you remember yesterday, we mentioned the incident of Habib. I told you Allah Ta'ala doesn't take his name. But in Surah Yasin, he came to aid the messengers that were sent. He was killed. Even though he was killed protecting them, doing what he was supposed to do, doing the right thing, doing whatever was required at that time. There are three such incidents mentioned. Two are mentioned in the Quran, and one is mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first one is the one you mentioned in Surah Yasin. The second one is the one that is mentioned here in Surah Ghafir, in Surah Mu'min. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. It's almost very similar to what happened in yesterday's incident. The only difference was that where it happened. Number one, this happened in the court of Fir'aun with regards to Musa alayhi salam. So when Fir'aun was discussing with his ministers, it's time to kill Musa. This person, Allah Ta'ala says, he did not express his iman. So he was one of the, you know, you can say he was the MP. He was sitting in the parliament. He was a member of Congress, whatever you want to call him. And in front of Fir'aun, and everyone that wanted to kill Musa alayhi salam, he stood up and he objected. But he objected in a very calm, in a hidden manner. He didn't let them know that he was a Muslim. Rather, he told them, he said, look here, if he is calling, are you going to kill him simply because he is calling to one God, because he is calling to Allah? If he is lying, then you are killing a madman. And if he is speaking the truth, then do you really want to do something like that? Anyway, so the Fir'aun answered back. There was a bit of a back and forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this incident. This incident, you know, one of the things this person says, وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And this is something each and every one of us will face in our day-to-day life. The man told Fir'aun, and the rest of the courtiers, oh my people, مَالِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ. You know, why are you doing this back and forth with me? I am calling you to salvation. I am calling you to success. I am calling you to safety. I am calling you to protection. وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And you are repaying me by calling me to the hellfire. You are calling me to destruction. تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ. You are calling me to disbelieve in Allah, in associate partners with Allah. And I am calling you to success in Jannah. Whilst we may not have this exact same debate, many a times you will call certain family members or certain friends. You will tell them, you know what, why don't we do this? And it is the right thing to do. They'll tell you, oh, but you know what, don't, we'll do it later. We're still young. Now is the time, you know, when we get older, we'll start. When we get older, we'll leave it out. When we become bigger, we'll stop doing it. It's the same. Yes, the severity is far worse in the one which Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. But when you compare the two, it's the exact same thing. We also go through it on a day-to-day basis. Especially someone who has tasked themselves with the work of da'wah. Or rather, not tasked themselves, Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with the opportunity of doing the work of da'wah. Be it an imam, be it a, you know, an alim, be it just even a student, whoever it may be. Sometimes it may be you in schools, with your school friends. It's dhuhr time, let's go read dhuhr. It's jum'ah, let's go for jum'ah. Oh, you know, don't worry, when you go home we'll read. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, this is where this surah, the name Surah Mu'min comes from. And the last surah, we'll almost finish it, just one page left of it. That is Surah Fussila or Surah Hamim al-Sajda. Hamim al-Sajda, simply because it's a Hamim surah, there's a sajda in it. Right. And Surah Fussilat, it comes from the opening verses wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kitabun Fussilat Ayatu. This Quran, the verses of Quran have been explained in different manners, in so many different ways. For an intellectual person to then deny it, intellect, not the question of the book. That's where Fussilat comes from. Going back to Surah Az-Zumar, which we'll conclude it tonight. In Surah Az-Zumar, there are three verses. Okay, Surah just speak extensively on Akhirah. Speak extensively with regards to the day of Qiyamah, with regards to what eventually. They also speak about Allah Ta'ala's punishment. All three of these surahs. From the beginning of the Jews till the end of the Jews. Some of them dwell more into it, others dwell partially into it. Surah Az-Zumar, it dwells quite in depth into Akhirah, into Qiyamah, etc. Before we get to